When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.
The Shikellamy Braves play on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. Braves basketball is sponsored by Zimmerman Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Truck, Aaron's, Applebee's in Sealands Grove, Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC Truck, APW, Sunbury Motor Company, Peters Home Appliance Center, Service Electric Cablevision, Murray Motor Chevrolet, UPMC Susquehanna, Shock Law Offices, W&L Subaru, Carpet Man, Glick Associates, Purdy Insurance Agency, Lackawanna College. Now, let's go courtside with Kevin Herr and the Chief, Dave Ritchie.
And we apologize for a little bit of audio issues getting things started here from the Kanaski Gymnasium, Whitey McCluskey Center here at the Deal School in Danville. Kevin Herr along with the Chief, not courtside tonight. We're in the upper deck here in Danville getting ready for a matchup between the Ironmen and the Shikellamy Braves. The Ironmen coming into tonight's game at 2-1 overall, 1-0 in conference play after a big win against Central Mountain, opening the season against Allentown Central Catholic with a year, opening the year there. Of course, the Braves coming in at 2-2, 0-1 in conference play. Chief, this is one of those games that the Braves always seem to struggle with.
Tough place for the Braves to play up here in Deal School. They always seem to have difficulty with a very good basketball team Danville usually puts out on the court. And we talked earlier between you and I, we said one of the big things is the fact that Danville seems to play a lot bigger because they've got long arms, and when they put on that full-court press, it causes the Braves a lot of trouble.
Well, that's something the Braves are going to have to keep in mind, because not only do you have to adjust, you have to move your body to get into the passing lane, to open up that passing lane. That's one of the things I know when I was talking with Bill Ziegler earlier today, he agreed with. We'll get ready for the opening tip. We'll give you the starting lineups, too, when we return on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motor Company, the letters SMC mean a lot to us. Those letters stand for a tradition of trust since 1950.
SMC
stand for
selling more cars
and
satisfying more customers.
SMC, it stands for Sunbury Motor Company. And when you need a Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai, or Kia, you have our lowest price promise. Log on to sunburymotors.com to
see more choices
and
save more cash.
And then you can say, start my car. I'll take it.
SMC.
In the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Good luck to the team from your Sealands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers, and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Sealands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat and Glow inserts in fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat and Glow products.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, leave the shoes outside.
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event.
That's right, Mark. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limiteds are $6,500 off MSRP, and Grand Cherokee Altitudes are over $4,500 off.
And if you're looking for a Ram truck, we have 30 in stock with employee pricing discounts up to $12,000.
You don't have to be an employee to get Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event. Come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury today, or call 570-988-JEEP, or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products.
Products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
The appliance pros at Peters Home Appliance Center want to know, has your dishwasher suddenly stopped cleaning well? Are you noticing a white film left on the dishes? It may not be the fault of your dishwasher at all. The problem may be the dishwashing detergent manufacturers have removed phosphates. They suspend soil and soften water, making the detergent work better. Lack of phosphates is most likely the cause of your dishwasher cleaning issue. Until an environmentally friendly replacement for phosphates is found, stay tuned. This helpful tip brought to you by the experts at Peters Home Appliance Center. Market Street, Sunbury.
Celebrate with WNL Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. When you get a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
When you lease or purchase your Subaru at WNL, we will match the $250 Subaru donation.
Plus, only at WNL will you find financing as low as 1.9% for 72 months on all 2020 Subaru models.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Offer ends 12/31/19. For well-qualified applicants only and cannot be combined. See WNL Subaru for complete details.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SCCV today or visit sccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
Quickly running down the starting lineups for tonight. For the Ironmen, it'll be K.J. Riley averaging 8 points a game, along with Jagger Dressler, the junior, averaging 9 points a game. Mitch Vandenhoof will getting the start tonight, averaging 3 a game for the senior guard. Mavin James is the leading scorer on this team with 13 a game. He'll play guard and forward, the senior. And Jack Smith playing guard and forward. He is a senior averaging 8 points a game. For the Shikellamy Braves, it'll be Marshall, Stevens, Long, Luciano, and Hernandez. Leading scorer for the Braves at this point in the season is a tie between Marshall and Hernandez, averaging 11 a game. And Marshall leading in rebounds, steals, points off turnovers, and tied with Hernandez for the lead in blocks. It will be at the center circle, James and Marshall. Marshall tips it into the hands of Pfeiffer. I'm going to correct that. I said Stevens would get the start. I'm sorry, that is actually not Stevens. It's going to be John Pfeiffer, the sophomore, once again, as he did on Thursday night. The tip inside goes to Hernandez, tipped out of his hands by Vandenhoof. Pfeiffer now with the basketball, attacking the basket near our broadcast location on the right-hand side. Near wing in the hands of Pfeiffer. He'll put it on the floor. He'll spin around to the left side, find Luciano. Luciano between the circles, working to the right. Pfeiffer trying to get it inside against this man-to-man defense. Outside along to the foul line, spins, tries to dish it off to Hernandez. Loose ball, steals it right out of the hands of K.J. Riley, and a held ball call.
Well, Braden with a nice spin move down into the paint. Unfortunately, a couple of the Danville players left their men and collapsed on him, and he ended up losing the ball. But he fought back and ended up with a jump ball. Unfortunately, it goes over to Danville.
And it will be Danville with the possession arrow. And Vandenhoof will get it in the corner to Riley. Riley now to James, back to Vandenhoof. They'll swing it inside. That pass is tipped, and coming up with it is Hernandez. Hernandez to Luciano, still looking for the first points of the game. Luciano, far wing now, Marshall. Fakes a three, steps back out for a long two. In and out, no good, and a push coming up underneath the basket. And this will be against the Ironman, and it will be on Vandenhoof.
It's on number three. You are correct. I thought, you know, the way Jagger Dressler was acting, that it might
me
be
too.
On him.
I think he thought it was on him as well.
It probably was. He probably fouled it, too. You know,
here's Luciano on the give from the inbounds pass. In the corner, no good. Tipped out of bounds. It is off of Pfeiffer, and it will be Ironman basketball.
Well, two out of the three big men for Shikellamy have been hitting the boards pretty hard here, Kevin. You need to get the third one involved because Danville is going to do very well with Riley, Dressler, Vanderhoevel, and James in there.
Minute 30 to go, no score. Vandenhoevel with the ball on the far wing. He comes up to the near wing and sends it to Smith, who hits the three and opens the scoring.
That's the other thing that Danville does so well. They are able to hit from the outside, and they do it right away. They don't have to get warmed up, Kevin, like some teams do.
That's for sure. Pfeiffer now from just beyond the foul line. Back iron, no. Vandenhoevel has him, and Marshall gets called for the reach. And that will be foul number one on the Braves and foul number one on Marshall.
Again, we always talk about the rims up here, and I think they change them every year, to be honest with you. But you
they
know,
never seem to be friendly.
Well, they don't, but that's just our opinion, all right, because we are the visitors. We are not the home people that come here and practice every night, Kevin.
Well, and maybe that's the idea. It's supposed to only be friendly for the home team.
I'm sure it is.
Ironman with the basketball, leading it 3-0. KJ puts it on the floor now and loses a handle on it. Goes right into the hands of Davis Marshall. Now Pfeiffer works the baseline, almost travels. Find Marshall on the far wing. On the corner now, working his way between the circles, is Luciano. Luciano bounce pass into Marshall. Marshall goes back to Luciano. Running one-hander, missed everything. And a foul. This one's going to be on Luciano as he went up for the rebound.
Danville has made two uncharacteristic turnovers on their offensive sets. They've lost the ball twice in the paint, and the Braves have not been able to take advantage of it, Kevin, and they need to do that.
5:20 to go first period, still 3-0 in favor of Danville. The Braves, I don't even think, have had a really good look. There's a good look by Dressler in the low box. Missed it, got it back, missed it again.
The Braves dodged the bullet on that one.
Sure,
Kevin.
Did.
Dressler all alone in the opposite side.
And Pfeiffer, wide open, wing three, short, rebound. Riley, outlet now to Smith. Smith underneath to the opposite box to Dressler. Back out to Riley, far wing, three, in and out, no good. James has it tipped out of his hands. Luciano picks it up. He has a two-on-one. Goes to the bucket. No call. Can't get it to drop. Wind off the window and off the rim to Dressler, and a foul.
John Pfeiffer's going to pick up the foul. A little hustle foul there trying to get the ball. But, again, you know, the Shikellamy playing good half-court defense, gets the ball on the fast break, has a three-on-one, and cannot score. And again, the Braves with three fouls now, Kevin, this early in the first quarter.
That is number three, and that is the first foul on Pfeiffer. Ironman lead it 3-0. Now with the basketball, Smith. Smith will go in, off the window too hard, backside rebound Hernandez. He'll give it off to Luciano. Luciano pushing it up now. He'll go right down the middle of the court. Running one-hander, and the Braves get the lid off the basket, trailing it by one now, 3-2.
Nate, a lot more under control that time. That was pretty smooth, Kevin. Just laid it over the rim from about 3 or 4 feet out.
Smith between the circles now, working to the left, now to the right, now back to the left. We'll dish it off to Vandenhoevel as they cross paths. Into the far corner, Dressler. Out of the near wing and near corner, James for a long three. That one off the rim, no good. KJ goes up for it, falls hard, finds James on the backside, on the low box, puts it up and in.
Braves got out, rebounded at the end of the floor, Kevin.
Long.
Yeah, off of his foot.
Had it stolen away by Riley off of Long's foot, out of bounds. And with 3:42 to go here in the first, it is Danville 5, Shikellamy 2, and the Ironman inbounding.
Braden with a really nice quick step to the basket from the far left side. And what a defensive play by K.J. Riley to catch up to him, reach and hit this dribble and knock it off of his thigh. Or Braden was at least going to get a foul on that, but he probably would have gotten a layup out of it.
Long tries to steal that pass to Riley. Can't do it. Riley spins inside, misses everything. Pfeiffer with the loose ball on the backside. Pfeiffer down the near sideline now, dribbling it. He'll go into the corner to Stevens, who checked in at the last stoppage. Stevens bounces it to Hernandez. Hernandez draws the crowd and gets mugged underneath. Vandenhoevel didn't think he fouled him, but Somebody did.
Is it number three? Nope.
I think that might be on Dressler.
Yeah, Jacob Jagger Dressler is going to pick that one up, Kevin. That's the Braves have been trying to do that since the onslaught of the game. They've been trying to get the ball into Hernandez in that low box.
Hernandez, who's the best free throw shooter on the team at 12 of 18 and 67%, misses the first. Although Ballman, 4 of 5 at 80%. We give the nod this early in the season to the guy with more shots. And he makes the second. 5-3 now with 3:15 remaining here in the first period.
I think you'd have to agree with me. The Ironmen have given the Braves lots of opportunities here, Kevin.
Absolutely. Vandenhoevel at the top of the key. He'll send it inside to James. Sidler was expected to play. He's in a boot tonight. And a nice reverse underneath by Dressler, but he can't get it to drop. Blacius, who came into the last stoppage, now picks that one up. He'll find Stevens. Stevens works his way in to Blacius, tipped out of bounds off of the Ironman. Also not in tonight's game, expected to be, was Dante Harwood.
I did not believe that anybody touched that ball, Kevin. I think the officials were both a little confused about it. I thought it went out of bounds off the Braves.
Long gets it back on the inbounds as Marshall comes back in, and a foul on Whitaker. Aiden Whitaker checking in at the last stoppage. By the way, Marshall coming in for Hernandez now, as Hernandez will sit next to Coach Godlewski and we'll chat with him a little bit. Long to the line and short on his first. He did that the other night, too. He was short on his first opportunity.
These foul shots are so important. It's a 5-3 game, 2:44 to go here in the first quarter, and the Braves have missed two foul shots now, Kevin.
Second one is good. Better angle on that one. Long, now 9 of 16 on the season.
Shades of Lourdes with the score here, Kevin.
Very much
in
so.
In the first quarter.
And with all due respect to Lourdes, this is a better team on paper in Danville. And James driving in, gets bumped on the way. The ball does not drop in. And Blacius, I believe, will pick up foul number 4 on Shikellamy here with 2:25 to go here in this first period of play. And Shikellamy down by 1, but James coming to the line. Chief, a 78% free throw shooter.
What Danville has not done at the offensive end, they've made it very difficult for the Braves at the defensive end. They're still playing very tough man-to-man defense, and everything is contested, and nothing has been easy so far. That's why those foul shots are so important.
Luciano in for Long, and 1 of 2 made by James will make it a 2-point game. Stevens gets the rebound, bounces it to Pfeiffer on the far side. Pfeiffer works his way in, now finds Blacius in a corner wide open. Stevens 3, just a little bit short. Boy, that one looked from his hand like it was going to go in. And then fought for out of bounds, and it will be off of the Ironman last. Shikellamy will get a freebie there.
Yeah, it was a good-looking shot by Dillon. It looked real good from up here, Kevin, as you said.
Pfeiffer with a basketball. He's going to drive in, take an extra step, scoop it in there, and got the continuation bucket.
Notice what he did, Kevin. He brought the ball down underhanded instead of up on top. He got it underneath the block, the arm that was going to block it. Pretty headsy move by the sophomore.
I'll tell you what, he takes such big steps, too, it looks like he's traveling. Braves now in a 2-3 zone in this possession with a tie game here with 2 to go.
They've been playing zone all night, Kevin. They've stuck in that ever since the game started.
And that one tipped out of bounds after the shot by James. It'll be Ironman basketball. Manier now coming in for Pfeiffer.
And the one thing that Danville has done well is they've ran somebody along the baseline and they've had him open several times, but they've missed those shots.
They'll go right back to James on the catch and give back on the inbounds. He'll have it on the near wing, now the far wing, near wing now by Smith for 3, no good. James gets it on the far wing. He'll go back to Smith and then into the far side. Davis Marshall and Dressler contact each other. No whistle. Now Vandenhoevel will reset the offense on the circle.
Kevin, is it me or Marvin? Marvin James has not seemed to be playing that much inside.
Woo! Wow! I'll tell you what, Jagger Dressler just hit a 3 from somewhere near Shamokin.
I think it was down near the original football field.
Down by F.Q. Hartman.
F.Q. Hartman, yeah.
Wow.
In that direction.
Davis Marshall with it underneath. He'll work his way to the basket, and he'll be bumped on the way in by James. Team foul number 4 for the Ironmen. Braves trail it by 3 with 59 ticks left.
Well, the Braves just, I think they're playing very well. They're doing a nice job on defense with that zone, but they've got to put points on the board.
They got it underneath now to Davis Marshall. That shot tipped all the way out to the top of the key to Vandenhoevel, who has his pass tipped by Blasius, and eventually it'll go out of bounds in front of the Shikellamy bench. And checking in now will be Bauman. He will come in for Stevens, and the Ironmen inbounding with 49.2 to go in the period.
Carson Bauman, coming in here, I think he'll get a little quickness out in the top of that 2-3 zone.
Into the corner, into Smith. They'll bounce it back. Well, that was a bad pass underneath, because Luciano was all over that. There was no way that was getting to James.
Very non-typical of this team.
Near wing, 3! Luciano ties it up with 9 all.
That was pretty big, Kevin.
He's got 5
pretty
leading
big.
The team right now.
That just a nice, they left him wide open from the foul line extended, Kevin.
16 seconds to go. Vandenhoevel with the ball, loses it, gets it back. He'll pass it off, now get it back with 9 seconds. He'll fall to the floor, pick it back up again. Now Smith has it with 3, takes a 3, off balance, no good, and that'll do it for the first period of play. We're right where we started, all tied up. But this time, instead of 0-0, it's 9-9. You're listening to Shikellamy Braves Basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
It's the season of giving. Get your gift today. Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC in Sunbury. For the month of December, we are offering employee pricing on all new Enclaves, Encores, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, even the all new GMC Sierra 1500, so you pay what we pay. We have 19 Sierras in stock with up to $14,600 off, 19 Yukons with up to $12,900 off, 19 Acadias with up to $8,600 off. We have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed cars, trucks, and SUVs for under $15,000. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury, or find us online at BlazeAlexanderSunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Hey everyone, now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payment and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aarons.com. Hope to see ya.
Don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding region. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming gives students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at A Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting and growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says
someone cares.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
All tied as we reach the second period here in the Kanaski Gymnasium here at the Whitey McCluskey Center of the Deal School in Danville. Allman drives in. That one tipped away. And Vandenhoeve will pick it up, and the Ironmen will be back in business.
Again, those long arms just reached out and took that dribble off of Carson Ballman. And the Braves start the quarter with a turnover right off the bat.
So for the Ironmen, it'll be Smith, Vandenhoeve, James, Dressler, and Riley. And Vandenhoeve with the basketball now sends it to James for the Braves in the 2-3 zone up front. Luciano and Ballman in the backside. It is Marshall, Long, and Hernandez. And here comes James with the turnaround jumper from 12. That one's good.
And that's what we expect him to do.
Yeah, every day.
And he dribble penetrates and he's passed the ball out a couple of times. That time he took it right up. Nobody's going to block that shot. He gets off the floor so well.
That's his fifth of the night. And a great job of defense by Dressler takes Hernandez right out of bounds.
Again, Jacob with the move used the baseline and stepped on it as he came around.
Vandenhoeve now brings it up, goes right side to Dressler, back to Vandenhoeve. Vandy between the circles, between the leg dribble, left side Dressler, three, got another one, that's his second. He now leads all scorers with six. Long tries to answer back, near wing three, that one no good. Dressler with the rebound, Vandenhoeve pushing it up with 6:30 to go and a 14-9 lead. James, three, wing, no good. Backside rebound by Smith. Smith works his way inside. Might have had that one tapped on the way in. Long comes up with it. Nana Luciano with a three-on-three. Finds Marshall, far wing. Three! Just a little bit short. Vandenhoeve with the rebound again.
This is not the pace that the Braves want to play. They can't just come down and jack threes up off the one pass, Kevin.
And Vandenhoeve has that one tipped. Deep three by James. That one hits nothing and rolls out of the end and the baseline in Danville, which is written on the baseline.
And the other thing, Kevin, and the first time the Braves took a shot, the only place the person that went into rebound was Hernandez. I mean,
yeah.
I don't understand why you want to turn around and head down the court when you're shooting the basketball. Somebody's shooting the basketball on your team. Crash the boards.
14-9, Pfeiffer looks at a three and then travels because he had a stutter step. 5:46 to go here in the half. Danville leading it 14-9. The Braves have not scored here in this second period.
They cannot let Danville get a double-digit lead, Kevin, because this would be a very difficult team to come back
on. Won't, I was going to say, you won't see it ever again, the lead, that is. James between the circles, right side on the wing. Vandenhoeve guarded there by Luciano. Dressler drives in, loses it, picked up by Long. Tried to outlet to Marshall, and Marshall wasn't even looking for it. So it rolls out of bounds, and the Braves with a great transition opportunity, and that one goes away.
Yeah, Dressler had the ball taken off of him, basically, and again, the Braves, an unforced turnover, and, you know, you just got to get things together.
James, top of the key three, rims it in.
No hand in his face, Kevin. You know, it's the same thing when Jagger Dressler shoots the ball. Nobody's been contesting it.
He has a game-high 8, two of those from outside the arc. 17-9. Braves still have not scored in the 3 minutes in this game. In this period, I should say. Marshall gives it to Pfeiffer. Back to Marshall. Marshall drives in. Stuffed by Smith.
That was a good block. I mean, he got it before Marshall even got the ball up to his face.
Vandenhoeve with the basketball now. 4:40 to go in the half. Trying to take a commanding lead here of double digits. James with it, sends it into the near corner to Dressler. Back to James on the wing, top of the key, Riley, who's been quiet tonight.
Not on defense, though.
Not on defense is right. James thought about another three, gives it off to Dressler, says, I want a three, and he missed everything, came up short. James rebounds it underneath, but steps on the L of Danville. It'll be Shikellamy basketball, trailing at 17-9 with 4:15 to go in the half.
Well, you can forgive Jagger for that one. Once in a while that happens. You know, the way it was going to the basket, I thought, and it hit the net, I thought it went through.
Yeah, it hit the net.
But it was just, that short, it hit the bottom of the net.
It hit the bottom of the net is what it hit. Long has it tapped out of his hands. Marshall comes up with it, gives it off to Luciano. Long, Luciano, Pfeiffer, Hernandez, Marshall. Long off the window and in. The banks are open late here in Danville.
But Braden is so quick with that first step, and you know, and he's not walking when he spins out of that and gets the layup. But again, it was one of those that it was either going to come off real hard or go right into the basket because it was fast and furious.
There's good defense by Long as he steals the ball on the pass from Riley. Braves down by six. They send it inside, and Riley couldn't hang on as it went right by Hernandez out of bounds, and Riley holds his hands in his head in his hands going, why did I touch it?
Exactly. KJ said that ball was going out of bounds, you know, and it wasn't meant for me to catch it. So
was not. Stevens coming back into the game, so is Blacius. Luciano passes off to, passes off to Pfeiffer. And Dressler and Riley come in and take each other out, and one of them hit the floor with a slap, and I thought it was a head, but it was just an arm, a bare arm that hit the floor that made that slapping sound.
I don't know who took the worst of it. KJ took a pretty big, good beating there on that one, Kevin.
I'll tell you, Pfeiffer might have just gotten out of that one at the right time.
There's a nice one.
Oh, there's a beautiful give and go. Handed it right off to Hernandez from the high box and took it right in.
We're not supposed to call it a pick and roll anymore. It's a screen, all right? And just a nice inside roll by Hernandez. Gets the ball off of Pfeiffer, uses the left hand, and they've got it down to four, Kevin, 17-13.
Yeah, that lead was almost double digits. Now it's only four with 3:06 to go as Whitaker comes into the game now for the Ironmen.
And let's not forget Braden Long stole the ball that last time down there, Kevin. That's why the turnover got the turnover and they took advantage of it.
Riley in the corner runs the baseline, does draw the blocking foul.
That's Hernandez. Actually, Kevin, I think when Riley went by Jacob, I think he grabbed him a little bit. All right, and it was probably a good thing because he had the baseline and he was going to end up probably getting a layup out of it.
Foul is going to be on Hernandez, his first, team's fifth. And now Luciano and Hernandez will come out. Marshall checking back in along with Long. So here's Vandenhoevel with the basketball. Finds Dressler in the near corner. They'll go far wing. James, that draws out Blacius to defend. And the Braves again in that zone. Corner three. Dressler, no good. Backside rebound, Stevens. Stevens trying to close the gap. Finds Blacius in the corner. Now goes top of the key to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer resets, passes it over to the near wing to Long. Long guarded by Riley, starts in. That pass right through the hands of Stevens into the hands of Dressler. Dressler travels.
He walked, Kevin. Again, how many times have the Ironmen provided the Braves with an opportunity to get this game closer and closer? Hey, the other thing, Kevin, remember we were only a couple minutes into the game and Chick had four fouls and Danville ended up with four, and we're 2:18 to go here, and neither one of them has gotten much farther.
How things change.
No one and one, I guess.
Pfeiffer with the basketball, now to Long. Long takes a three-pointer from the wing, short. Good rebound by Stevens. He chased that one down. Pass inside to Blacius. Blacius underneath and fouled. Fouled there by Whitaker, and that will be a shooting foul with 2 minutes to go. And Danville leading at 17-13 with Blacius at the line.
Has Chad been on the line yet this year, Kevin?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Nice strong move that time by Chad.
And that one is good.
Maybe he should be on the line more often.
Second foul on Whitaker, who came in off the bench. First points for Blacius. Comes up short. Dressler with a rebound. Three-point game with under two to go here in the half.
Kevin,
17-14.
I think he turned the heat off. It's getting cold.
It is chilly in here. It's usually warm up here.
And when I'm cold, that means
I'm not
cold.
Saying I'm cold. I got insulation.
Wow.
There's a nice fadeaway shot by Mavin James with a hand in his face on the right side and dropped it.
You can't let him. You just got to get a hand in his face.
Game high 10.
There's a steal
by James. James with the one-on-two. Works his way around Marshall. Puts it up and in. Wow, what a great couple of minutes there from Evan
and
James.
And he actually shot that ball down at the basket, Kevin.
Loose ball, Long rips it out of the hands of Riley. Riley rips it out of the hands of Long, and a held ball call.
Well, they had it down to four, Kevin. Now it's up to seven, and another turnover by the Braves. And then you got a timeout by Coach Bill Ziegler.
Bill Ziegler takes the timeout, his first. That'll give us a chance to pause 10 seconds. We're station identification with Shikellamy Braves basketball on WKOK.
It's Sports Talk, where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
1 minute 14 seconds remaining here in the first half of play. It is Danville 21 and Shikellamy 14. James with 12, and that right now is a game high. The Braves right now with of the five guys that are on the board, they have a total of 5 points between them.
Well, Nate Luciano has five, and he's sitting right now.
That is correct. He's the leading scorer for the Braves at the moment. James with the ball. Now to Smith at the top of the key. Changing the offense just a little bit as they bring out Dressler a little closer. Long goes after the steal and will get called for the foul as they tried to get that steal in a little bit of a delay on the whistle.
It's going to be Braden's first foul, Kevin. He's taking a couple of chances here, trying to get the Ironmen, who haven't been hitting on the ball real well, to turn it over.
Team foul number six as James gets the inbounds deep, almost in the backcourt. They'll have the ball between the circles with 45 to go, and the Ironmen up three. Talking about a three, there's a long three on the way from James, no good. Long chases it down. Long with a two-on-one, switches hands, switches sides, can't get it to go. Loose ball, and it's picked up by Whitaker. Whitaker to James, to Smith, and laid it up and in. Transition basket missed to a transition basket. 23-14, Danville on top. Stevens with it into the corner to Blasius now. Top of the key, Piper with 15 seconds. Near corner, Blasius with 11. He puts the ball on the floor to the far wing. Down to the far corner, Marshall. Missed the shot. Blasius with a rebound with three. Blasius goes up, gets it
with
two to go.
Great job by Chad Blasius. I mean, now he muscled that one in there after a tough offensive board. And at least they kept it at seven here, Kevin, for the lead by the Ironmen, 23-16.
Halftime here at the Kanaski Gymnasium at the Whitey McCluskey Center in Danville. Ironmen leading Braves 23-16 at the half. You're listening to Braves basketball on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com on the Sunbury Broadcasting app.
Hey, everyone. Now is the time to come in and talk to me. Hi, I'm Courtney from Aaron's. There's great specials, no credit check, free setup and delivery. And guess what? Flexible payment and easy pay. And I, Courtney, invite you to visit our new location at 1102 North High Street, Sealands Grove. Or don't forget to visit at Aaron's.com. Hope to see ya.
Don't have to go far to get a great education. Lackawanna College's Sunbury Center is close to home for people who live in the central Susquehanna Valley and its surrounding regions. Lackawanna's progressive curriculum and innovative specialty programming give students practical experience they can use in the real world. Lackawanna College is already the most affordable accredited private college in northeastern Pennsylvania, so you can earn your degree with the confidence knowing you won't be overwhelmed with student debt after graduation. All of this? This is life-changing. This is Lackawanna College.
At the Schock Law Office, attorney Richard Schock brings over 20 years of experience providing legal services and solutions to individuals, government entities, and businesses both large and small. Serving the greater Susquehanna Valley at 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove, the Schock Law Office can help you find legal solutions that you need for your life or your business. Estate planning, starting and growing a business, developing real estate, or navigating the many laws and regulations that affect you or your business. Contact Schock Law Office at 570-492-7133 or on the web at schocklaw.com.
As an active person, you might try ignoring a painful injury. But why? Quick treatment can lead to quick recovery. Our team of sports medicine providers at UPMC Susquehanna offer personalized care at each visit. Don't let an injury keep you from the active life you enjoy. Sports medicine at UPMC Susquehanna. Call 570-321-2020.
I want to be a dancer.
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a hockey player.
I love going to Knoebels.
I like baking cookies.
I want someone to help me pick out a prom dress.
Can you read me a bedtime story?
Everyone deserves to grow up in a loving family. You can help. Become a mentor foster parent to a child in need through Pennsylvania Mentor. For 30 years, we've worked with our caring mentor foster parents to help children heal and thrive. Please visit PennsylvaniaMentorFosterCare.com now or on Facebook. You can be the reason a child says,
"Someone cares."
One of the more popular characters here in Danville just went around the house before he made his three-point shot, and Larry asked everybody if they were ready. He made the best of it, banked it off the window and in for three here on the half-court shot. I'll tell you, I wasn't ready.
I wasn't ready either, but he made it, you know. Anyway, you should invite him over for Christmas dinner now.
Well, at the half, it is 23-16 in favor of the Ironmen. Braves really, Dave's gone.
Wow,
Dave is absolutely gone.
I have not seen anything like that in the 22 years we've been around.
And the place erupted, too.
Yes, it did.
I mean, you know, you would think there was a big three-pointer hit during a game, not at halftime.
Go ahead, finish your spiel, all right?
It is 23-16. At the half, the Braves really haven't found an offensive answer yet for Mavin James and the three-pointers.
You know, if you think about what has transpired in this game, Danville gave Shikalmi all the opportunities in the world
to
get a lead. They turned the ball over multiple times. They missed some close inside shots. But again, like I think I made mention of this, They did not slack off on the defensive end. The Ironmen did not, and the Braves were unable to take advantage most of the time. They got the score tied at the first quarter, 9-9, and we said, hey, you can't let them get a double-digit lead, and they got up to 8 or 9, and the Braves whittled it back down. Well, now it's up to 7. So this third quarter is going to be very, very crucial. All right, as far as the Braves' chances of winning this basketball game.
And in all honesty, in the first four games of the season, the Braves looking at game number 5 already, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But in the first four games of this season, it has been feast or famine in the third period for the Braves. There's been no in between.
And I think we talked a little bit about this. I thought that was the best quarter of basketball the Braves played that first quarter.
I would agree.
Against Danville. Even though they only scored 9 points, they kept Danville down to 9. But, you know, again, the third quarter has not been very friendly to the Braves, and I think you made mention, Kevin, when the coaches were coming across, that there were three pretty frustrated guys right there, and they had that look of frustration on their face as they came across.
Those three guys were definitely the coaching staff.
Yeah, the coaching staff.
Look. They definitely had that look of frustration, and you know, I think one of the things they're going to say is in the locker room right now, I think Bill Ziegler's saying, guys, again, we're not getting the ball inside enough.
No. Well, and
you have an advantage inside again tonight.
Yes, and sometimes when they get it inside, they're not getting it into Marshall. But, you know, Marshall's not coming inside. They're not. The one time he got the ball, he ended up getting fouled, all right?
Well, and then when they did get it inside to Hernandez, especially, who sat most of the period because of, you know, a couple of fouls, he was well underneath the basket. Blacius a couple of times well underneath the basket.
Chad Blacius did a stellar job there in the minutes that he played at the end of the second quarter. He got 3 points. You know, one time off of a rebound, he got fouled. He made one or two foul shots. At the end of the quarter, he got another board and powered it up and went through two people and scored. So his 3 points, very big, or the Braves would have been down, instead of by 7, they'd been down by 9.
Mavin James with 12 leading the way for the Ironmen in all scores, and all but three of those came in the second period. Braves leading scorer Nate Luciano with just 5, and as you mentioned, in that better first period than second period. Braves just really need to get something going as they get out of the halftime locker room. Second half coming up, and the Braves will give up the ball to the Irons. I'm sorry, the Braves will have the ball to start the second
half. Their possession, you're right.
Good luck to the team from your Seelands Grove Applebee's. Join us every night from 9 p.m. till close for half-price appetizers and every Friday for Red Friday when we honor our deployed servicemen and women. Guests wearing red will receive a coupon for their next visit. Seelands Grove Applebee's is proud to support Shikellamy athletes, our future leaders. Go Braves!
Every week, thousands of people from all over the world come through our doors to enjoy a home-cooked meal or just to browse our gift shops. One of the favorite spots that folks like to gather are near our fireplaces, found throughout our restaurant and lobby areas. Ever since Glick's installed the Heat & Glow inserts in the fireplace, we've received so many compliments about how warm and inviting they make our store. I'm Steve Culhavey, General Manager of Country Cupboard in Lewisburg, and we're pleased to be able to recommend Glick's Heat & Glow products.
I can still remember the kids rolling around on that comfortable living room carpet.
Remember when they were babies, they'd bang those pots and pans on the kitchen tile?
I still remember the sounds of soccer and baseball cleats running on those hardwoods. And you yelling, "Leave the shoes outside!"
These floors have seen a lot, and they still look so good. They've got some good years left on them.
Just like we do, honey. Right?
You bet, my dear, you bet.
Carpet Man in Milton.
Flooring for life.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. It's Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event.
That's right, Mark. New 2019 Jeep Cherokee Limiteds are $6,500 off MSRP, and Grand Cherokee Altitudes are over $4,500 off.
And if you're looking for a Ram truck, we have 30 in stock with employee pricing discounts up to $12,000.
You don't have to be an employee to get Employee Pricing Plus at the Big Finish event. Come into Zimmerman's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Sunbury today, or call 570-988-JEEP, or visit us online at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC. Sunbury Motor Company. Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
After another busy day of sports here on WKOK, the Army-Navy game won by Army 31-7 here on WKOK. We're wrapping it up with basketball again tonight. Sunday night football tomorrow night. The Steelers and the Bills, that game flexed into the schedule. We'll have coverage beginning at 8 p.m. tomorrow night. And if you're a Steelers fan, tune in at 6:20 on one of our sister stations, 100.9 The Valley. That's your home for Steelers football. And then, of course, Monday Night Football will come following our scheduled basketball broadcast with Minersville. That'll be at the Fieldhouse as the Braves are back home Monday night. And then we'll take you right into Monday Night Football the way we did on Thursday night.
We're kind of paralleling the NFL this year, Kevin.
A little bit, yeah.
But that Sunbury broadcasting, they're up to the task.
We try to be. All right, here we go. Braves will have the ball to start in their navy blue uniforms, white trim, maroon numerals. It'll be Pfeiffer driving into the baseline, off the window and in. Nice move to get by Riley.
Did he leave Riley standing in that spot? Wow.
Yep.
Faked inside and went around him, and nice touch off the backboard, Kevin.
Braves will have Pfeiffer, Luciano, Long, Hernandez, and Marshall. The Ironman will go with Riley, Dressler, Vandenhoevel, James, and Smith. James, leading scorer right now with the ball, gives it over to Smith. Far wing attacking the basket. To our right is Vandenhoevel. Now to Dressler. Dressler kicks it back out. Riley, his first three. That one no good. And a nice job of getting the rebound by Hernandez as James climbs all over his back, stands on his shoulders, and draws the foul. I'm sorry, that was Smith. Yes.
Jack Smith.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You can't whisper wearing a headset.
I know.
You just sound like your horse.
That was Smith's first foul, by the way, folks. You're right. Nice job by Hernandez to box him out.
Luciano with the basketball to the foul line. Now a three by Pfeiffer. Bang! That one the Braves needed to get the three-point lid off the basket. I believe is that their first three of the game?
Yeah. No. Luciano had one in the first quarter.
That's right. There was one in the
first
quarter.
But that is 7 points for the sophomore, John Pfeiffer.
Indeed. And the Braves trailed by two with 6:39 remaining here in the third period. Dresser with the basketball. Almost took his eye off that one and lost it. Luciano, if he was a little bit quicker, might have gotten a hand on that one. Vandenhoevel with the basketball. The near side in the hands of Smith. Far side, KJ open. Now to Dressler off the window and in. You're right, he was wide open.
Jagger Dressler shoots from the outside, but he plays around the paint, goes around all the ends of it, and he's been getting open a lot of times. He missed two earlier, but this time he made that one. That's 8 points for him right now.
He would give Lenny Smith some good bench minutes a year ago, and it's starting to pay off right now. And there's a travel, and that was actually created by Vandenhoevel, who came behind Marshall, ran into Luciano. That's where Davis was passing the ball, and then he ended up basically falling forward because he had nowhere to go with the ball.
Nowhere to go is correct, Kevin.
So the Braves with a turnover, trailing it by four now. Under six to go in the third period. Inside, they'll kick it back out around the horn. Vandenhoevel drives in from the foul line, blocked by Hernandez.
Luciano.
Oh, that was Luciano. All right. Luciano now into the corner to Long. Back to Pfeiffer on the near wing. Far wing in the hands of Marshall. Marshall passes it right into the hands of James.
And you had an open Hernandez in the low box all by himself, Kevin.
They'll swing it around and find Vandenhoevel with 5:20 to go here in the third.
That drives you crazy as a coach, Kevin.
Well, the Ironman backing up a little bit. Braves still in that 2-3 zone. Over to the far side. Vandenhoevel on the wing, looking for something to do with it. He's got to get rid of it here soon. Finds James. Deep three. Good three. That one was somewhere around the Bloomsburg Fairgrounds, and Smith hits the big three. Pfeiffer now sends it inside. James did tip that one to Smith. Outlets to James. Back to Dressler. Underneath, scoop shot, fouled.
Braden Long had to foul Dressler that time, or he was going to make that lip. That was a nice transition after the steal. The Ironman had three different guys touch the ball. And actually, they gave the foul to John Pfeiffer, Kevin. I was surprised.
Wow.
I thought Braden Long was going to catch that one, but that's John's second.
His second, team's first here in the period. And Dressler is now a perfect 3-for-3 on the season from the line. He will try and make it 4-of-4 in a moment. Bends the knees, right-hander puts it up, and he is 4-of-4. Back to a 9-point lead now for the Ironman.
His dad wasn't a bad foul shooter either, Kevin.
Also an assistant here for a while at Danville.
Exactly.
Hernandez sends it back out to Long on the near wing. Down to the middle of the paint. Now he dishes it off to the low box to Hernandez. Threw it over the top of the basket. The tip out goes to Marshall. Foul on K.J. Riley. Riley's pleading his case that no, it was a forearm that pushed me in the back, and the official was having nothing to do with that conversation.
It was interesting.
He was adamant about it. The official just walked away. 30-21, Shikellamy with the basketball. First foul on Riley, second foul on the Ironman here in the period.
You know, the Braves get it down to 3 points, and then things happen, and they end up turning the ball over.
Corner three from Luciano. That one is short off of the hands of Riley as he out-touched Hernandez to the ball. It'll be Luciano inbounding at the halfway mark of the third period.
Kevin, I've noticed the Braves have had inside position, and yet the Ironman many times have gotten the ball from them.
Whoa. Oh, in the backcourt.
That hurt.
That one was a lot of contact as Riley went up. Pfeiffer went down right on the tailbone. And he will stay in.
You're not going out, Kevin. He's tough. He's a Pfeiffer.
He's not going out.
He's not going out. He's staying in. He's got 7 points tonight, Kevin.
Well, that's a good night for sure.
He was jumping for the ball, and Riley was just trying to steal it.
And there's an illegal screen call on the Braves. You mentioned Pfeiffer against Jersey Shore. He had a career-high 12.
Jake Hernandez picks that one up. I think that's his second foul.
And that will be number two. Second foul on the Braves. 3:55 remaining here in the third period. Man, it's taken a lot to play 15 seconds here. We've been playing 15 seconds for about 2 minutes.
Yep.
30-21. Ironman leading it with the basketball. Near wing, Riley. Now James from the foul line, extended near side. No good. Rebound, Blacius. Blacius looking for an outlet. Finds Luciano. Luciano now finds Marshall all alone under the basket. Lays it up and in.
Well, the Ironman tried to steal the ball for Chad Blacius. He did a fantastic job of holding on to it, finding an outlet pass. And once he did that, bang.
That is Marshall's first two of the game.
Yes, it is.
Or first points of the game, I should say. It'd be more accurate. Bannon Hubel now with the basketball, guarded by Luciano. Stevens comes out to contest with Smith. Now Bannon Hubel between the circles. They'll send it over to James. Near side, Bannon Hubel. Bounce pass inside. Marshall steals it. 3-on-2. Stevens over to Marshall. Marshall underneath. No go. But Stevens is there for the putback.
Yeah, nice job by Dylan Stevens to foul the shot. All right, and that's, you know, get yourself in position. If there's a missed shot, you get the rebound and put it back up. And that's Dylan's first basket of the evening.
5-point gap now, which once was 9 for the Ironmen.
And that was started with a steal by Marshall that
Marshall
time. Yeah.
2:36 to go here in the third. And Blacius this time will cut off the lane in the process of Jack Smith's driving of said baseline lane.
Well,
and
John,
then
yeah,
a foul.
John Pfeiffer left him get the baseline, and Chad had to step out. And, you know, sometimes when a guy's coming full force at you and you step out, you kind of accidentally step into him.
Pfeiffer comes out now, and checking in will be Meniere.
Danville is so good at getting people in between the players in that inside that zone, Kevin.
Lob into James is too deep. James is coming in when KJ threw it deeper. Meniere comes up with a loose ball. Marshall with a basketball drives in off the window too hard. Tipped by Blacius into the hands finally of Dressler. Dressler out to Vanden Hummel to the near wing. Well, swinging around far corner to Mavin. James will back it out. Find Riley.
Again, a missed opportunity by the Braves off of a turnover.
James, deep three, comes up short. Long rebound tipped into the hands of James. He's going to take another deep three. That one's going to be short. Stevens says, I got this one. Takes the 2-on-2 and will hold up. Now he finds Blacius over
good
to the
decision.
Right side, Luciano.
Good decision.
Luciano the foul line, driving in, puts it up, and just floats one in, and the Braves now trail it by three.
You got to love Nate. I mean, he went in there amongst the trees and got up on top and just lofted that little runner right over into the swish for the two.
Chief, the Ironmen have been scoreless for the last 3 minutes. Braves on a 6-0 run. Into James now. They'll back it back out. And Riley will get a blocking foul on Blacius. And boy, oh boy, Blacius thought he took a charge on that one.
Well, not so much that he took the charge, Kevin, but Riley stepped out of bounds before he got to him, all right? I mean, listen, Kevin, I had a really good look at that one.
You were right on the baseline.
And I think Chad was a little upset about that. And that's Chad's third. That's a shame because he's doing a heck of a job in there.
Inbound by Dressler to Vanden Heuvel, the minute 13. James with a three and a foul. This one, I think, is going to be on Riley.
Yeah. No, it isn't. Oh, it is on. No, it's on.
No,
40.
It's going to be on Hernandez.
Okay.
I'm completely confused on this one.
Yeah, it is on Jacob.
Yeah,
that's
going to be his
third.
Now, it is team foul number 5. That's going to bring Long off the bench in for Hernandez now.
The Braves playing with 4 guards and Chad Blacius right now. That's what they're doing.
And Long, who's a guard slash forward.
Yes.
Now to James. Near side, Vanden Heuvel. He'll go between the circles. In the near corner, Smith with 58 seconds remaining. Far side, James inside the wing for 2, rolls it in. First time in about 4 minutes, the Ironmen have been on the board. They now lead it by 5.
That's James' first points of this second quarter. second half, Kevin. Excuse me.
Ballman touches it. He came in just a few moments ago. Now Stevens has it with 38. Bounce into Long. Long foul line turnaround jumper short. Blacious big rebound. No one to outlet to.
He puts it right up and right off the rim, right off the backboard, right in the hoop.
Big time move by Chad, all right? I mean, just a fake to the outside, spin around, and an underhand layup.
Brandon Hovel now with the ball with 18 seconds. Far side three, Riley, no good. Loose ball. Stevens was on the floor, picked it up with 12. He's got a chance to try and close the gap. Crosses the line, left side, Long, and a foul on Brandon Hovel. Team foul number four with just 6 seconds left.
The Braves are playing at a level where they've got Danville a little
uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable, exactly, Kevin. That's a good word. I'm glad you said that. All right. When I need a good word, I look at you. All right.
Yeah,
that foul should never have happened.
Here comes a three to tie it for Long. Just missed that one. Now Riley has it with two. 1.5. Leads it out. No shot can be taken as time runs out. Braves had a 9-point deficit right before the 4-minute mark. Whittled that down to a 3-point deficit. 32-29 Ironman. This is Braves basketball on WKOK and on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855. Or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Here at Murray Motors Chevrolet, we are big enough to serve you, small enough to know your name. From sales, service, parts, and our body shop, Murray Motors Chevrolet brings you a bigger, better selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, including the area's best certified pre-owned inventory. Our new inventory is expanding to an all-time high. We offer the only lifetime powertrain warranty and price match guarantee on all new Chevrolet models. Murray Motors Chevrolet, located a half mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove, or online at murraychevy.com.
Powertrain warranty does not include commercial vehicles.
Got a good one here at the Whitey McCluskey Center, the Kanaski Gymnasium at the Deal School here in Danville. Ironman leading at 32-29 over the Braves. Ironman with the basketball, attacking the basket near us. KJ Riley with a catch and shoot from Brandon Hovel. No one saw him come in on the baseline.
His first points tonight, Kevin.
It is. Here comes Blacious. Blacious lost the ball off of Riley. It'll be out of bounds. Shikalimi will retain possession. Blacious was going in for an easy layup, and Riley just got a hand in there at the last second.
Danville has done that all night long, snuck some people in on the backside, and they've done a nice job of getting it to them.
And this one...
Timeout.
...is a timeout by Bill Ziegfeld.
Because they had Chad Blacious stuck in the corner, no place to go. So, I think that's his second timeout. So
it is his
It's not
second.
Like he's going to need, all of them here in the fourth quarter. Although he might.
7:34 to go in the final stanza, 34-29. Danville leading Shikalimi, leading scorer right now, Mavin James with 14. The Braves have their most points with Blacious with 5.
Nope.
On the floor.
You are correct.
And you're right, 2 with 7 on the bench right now.
Yeah, Luciano with 7 along with John Pfeiffer. Is Pfeiffer out there now? I thought he was.
He might be coming out now after this timeout. He does come out after the timeout. So it's Pfeiffer, Long, Blacious, Ballman, and Meneer. It'll be James, Smith, Vanden Heuvel, Dressler, and Riley for the Ironman. Pfeiffer inbounding in the far corner. About as far away from us as possible. Long will take it with 7:30 to go. In the corner, Pfeiffer to the baseline, guarded by James very well. Now Meneer has the far wing. Thought about a three, didn't take it. They get it to Long. Long sends it out now to Ballman, who makes a great save. Top of the key, Long once again. Long finds a lane, drives it, comes up just a whisker short. Makes a beautiful save, but it goes into the hands instead of Smith. Smith to Riley. Riley to Vanden Heuvel with 1 minute gone by, and they'll reset the offense.
Danville picked the intensity up on defense that time, Kevin. They had
greatly.
The Braves frazzled a little bit on some of those easy passes that should have been made.
Luciano and Davis Marshall ready to check in for Shikellamy. Smith on the far wing, attacking the basket to our right. They'll spin around, and they'll go back to James, rather. 6:35 remaining here in the final period. Danville up by five. Riley in the near corner. He'll swing it to Vandenhoevel. Boy, the Braves are doing a really good job of shutting everything down inside right now. Here's Vandenhoevel. Lost the handle on the ball. Pfeiffer has it. And that's going to be a foul as Vandenhoevel pulls Pfeiffer over top of him to avoid Pfeiffer from getting it, tying it up.
Well, nice steal. The Braves doing a nice job on that drive. And, that's his third foul. So, not that it's that crucial right here in the fourth quarter, but...
And here's something we got to talk about. Riley, Dressler, Vandenhoevel, and James. I don't think any one of them has been out of this game.
You are correct.
And they had a clock issue, I believe.
I think they forgot to start the clock.
Yeah. So they're going to restart the inbounds with the Braves here at the end under their basket.
Well, they ran 3 seconds off after they didn't run any seconds off, and they're going to start the game over again.
All the way back to the beginning?
We can only hope, Kevin.
That could be a long night.
Yeah, you're right. Well, now Danville's going to do a little half-court zone press. We haven't seen this all night long, Kevin.
No, we have not.
And it works.
And it worked well. Vandenhoevel gets it, steals it back by Luciano. Luciano to Bauman on the far side. Bauman couldn't find anybody underneath, had to hang on to it. Marshall now with the basketball. They find Pfeiffer underneath. Pfeiffer blocked by Dressler, and a forceful block at that.
Welcome to my turf.
Yeah.
Yes. Very nice block by Jagger.
5:40 remaining here in the fourth period. A 5-point Ironman lead as now Vandenhoevel will back out a little bit, try and draw the Braves out of the 2-3 zone. You can do that with a 5-point lead in the fourth period.
Yes, you can, Kevin.
Vandenhoevel now will send it around to Riley. Back to Vandenhoevel between the circles. Into the corner now, James with a three. That one a little off. Tipped out of bounds off of Bauman. It will be Ironman basketball, and Hernandez will now come in for Bauman.
Yeah, Carson Bauman had to play big man.
Yeah.
In the people that were there.
Here comes Smith as that shot blocked. Might have been by Marshall. Luciano at the other end lost a handle on it. No, they're going to say the foul happened before it went out of bounds.
No,
it is out of bounds.
They just asked the other official.
It was changed.
Right. It was changed. The ball went out of bounds. The base official blew his whistle and looked out, and the trail official said it was off of Shikellamy.
So with five to go, it'll be Ironman basketball stuck at 34-29.
Was it off Shikellamy? We'll never know.
The world may never know until they watch the iPad video.
But we do know that it's not Shikellamy's ball.
James with the basketball in front of his own bench. Now comes out. Near wing, Vandenhoevel. Over to James. Pfeiffer came out to get that one. Can't get it. James steps inside and frames a 2-7-point Danville lead.
I don't think Mitch Vandenhoevel has taken a shot tonight, Kevin.
Not if he has, it hasn't been many.
Oh, boy.
Long cross-court pass. Dressler finds it and threw it away.
I'll bet you Jagger'd like to have that one back again, Kevin.
Man, that was one of those that was so wide open. And I don't know if he led Smith too far, or if Smith just kind of held up a little bit.
The other thing, Kevin, if you notice when he was coming down the court, he was going pretty fast, and he tried to dribble and get the ball with his right hand and deliver the pass with his right hand instead of getting two hands on it. All right,
getting to full control.
Exactly, yeah. And I think it just came. It didn't have a steep enough angle on Kevin. A little bit too wide.
It's an interesting thing as I look at the board right now. Dressler with 10, and then with 16 is James. That's 26 of the 36 on the board from those two players right now.
And then look at the other two. Two and 2 and 8.
Yeah.
So
and
four,
And
four
then you
players
have eight.
On the,
you have players. Eight from Smith.
And Riley's only bucket was the one he got in the third quarter there.
That's it. Braves right now have a couple of guys with seven. It'll be Pfeiffer with seven. I believe also Luciano
with seven.
But so the Braves will come out with Luciano, Marshall, Long, Pfeiffer, and Hernandez after this full Danville timeout. And Danville made absolutely no changes.
They're big guys. Particularly these big guys have 5 points. I forgot about Chad Blasius. He has five, so they have 10.
Marshall wasn't looking at that one and lost it. Now they get it across the line. Cross-court pass to Long. Long sets up wing three. No good. Long rebound. Two. Mavin James. Only one blue shirt under the basket.
The other thing that half-court pressure does, it forces the kids think they have to shoot sooner.
Yeah, and it gets you impatient.
And there was nobody underneath the basket when Braden took that long shot.
Vandenhoevel drives in, goes near side, Riley, three, and a foul coming. This is going to be a three-shot foul.
Never foul the jump shooter, especially the three-point jump shooter.
I'll tell you what, I was kind of screened out by the student section here. That's the fourth foul on Hernandez, but I didn't see a whole lot of contact.
He fouled him, though, Kevin.
Okay. Well, like I said, I was screened out by a lot of the student section. And Riley makes that one.
It's going to do a lot of damage here, Kevin.
You
three
betcha.
Foul shots.
Riley was
KJ Riley shooting.
Riley was 0-1 coming into this game from the line. He's now 2-2, and that one will make it a 9-point lead, back to 9 after the Braves had it cut to 3. And the final of the three shots is good. 10-point lead, largest of the night for the Ironmen. First time it's been in double digits. Marshall will split the defenders down the middle of the court. He will dribble through and into a trap. He's in trouble. Outlet to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer, baseline, finds Luciano near wing three. No. Rebound by Riley. That was a good look. It was more of a corner three than a wing three, but a really good look for Luciano. 3:20 remaining in a 10-point game. Luciano all over Vandenhoevel. Now Pfeiffer comes out to take on Smith. Smith runs right by him, right to the hoop, right down the center of the hoop.
And that's going to give Jack Smith his 10th point of the night, Kevin.
Right there, 10, 20, 36 of the 41 in three players' hands. Pfeiffer with three. That one's good from the far corner in front of the Shikellamy bench. Makes it 41-32, a 9-point lead.
And that's John's 10th point,
Kevin. That's his 10th, yeah. Three more for a career high. Backing out is James with 2:39 remaining. He'll drive in the lane now, and Hernandez may have picked up number five. There is no basket, and it will be on Hernandez, and that will be, I believe, five.
Unfortunately for Jacob, Mr. James had beaten his man and was coming down the lane, so you just can't let him have the layup.
He's picked two fouls up that way.
That's exactly right. This one in the corner didn't help, though. That fouling the three-point shooter, that was a tough one.
So Coach Ziegler will bring in Stevens and take a timeout and talk this one over with 2:35 remaining and a 41-32 lead for the Ironmen here in Danville tonight.
Well, Kevin, with 2:35 to go here in the fourth quarter, we have finally gotten in a situation where one of the teams will shoot one and one the rest of the game.
Yeah, and you know what? The way this game started, we thought it was going to happen really, really early.
Exactly. We thought we weren't going to get out of the first quarter without shooting one and one. You made mention that Coach Smith did not substitute. Well, there might be a good reason for that. The fact that his most experienced players happen to also be his best scorers. And, he doesn't have Sidler, and he doesn't have, why do I have trouble with this kid's name? It starts with an H.
Oh, you mean Harwood?
Yeah, Harwood.
By the way, We're waiting for the Heisman Trophy announcement, and we'll have more talk about that with CBS Sports Radio. But because of the Army-Navy game, we were not able to broadcast the Penn State-Alabama basketball game. Penn State beat Alabama 73-71 earlier today.
Well, they beat Maryland, upset them this week. They beat Alabama in the SEC, so they've got a pretty good team up there in State College.
We'll see what happens when they get to the heart of the Big Ten schedule as James will pick up one from the line to add to his 16-1. And he'll get a second one, and that'll be good as well. 18 points leading all scorers now. And now it'll be full court man. Pfeiffer gets it at the half court, loses a handle on it, out of bounds. Dressler tries to make the save and almost eats the coaches versus cancer banner hanging on the wall.
Yeah, again, now the Ironmen have gone to full court pressure. I'm just wondering why Coach Smith had not done the full or half court pressure before. And you had a good point. Maybe it's because they played last night.
Yeah, I think he's not sure about their legs right now. 2:20 remaining. It is a 11-point lead, and now it's back to 9 as Davis Marshall gets 2 from underneath. That will be his 4th, I believe, of the night.
I am amazed, Kevin, how Danville has been susceptible to the screen and roll, the old pick and roll. That's the second one, and it's only the second one the Braves have tried, and they've had easy baskets off of both of them.
And underneath, blocked from behind Pfeiffer, but Pfeiffer picked up a little bit of the body there, I think, on Dressler.
Whew. Wow.
I'll tell you what, that looked like a pretty sweet block from up here.
I think if you remember what I was talking to you about.
That was a tough one.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That was a tough call. That was a tough-looking call. Dressler now at the line to try and take advantage, and he doesn't. He comes up well short. You know, the Thursday night was the first road win for the Braves since February of 2018. I think it's been since maybe about 2000 since the Braves have gotten a win here.
Yeah, you're right.
Second one good for Dressler. Back to an 11-point lead. Make that a 10-point lead. And a travel on Long. Minute 52 remaining here in the game. A 10-point Danville lead.
Isn't it amazing what full court and half court pressure does to a
team? Absolutely. There's James into the corner. Vandenhoevel now underneath. They'll get it to James again. Lays it up and in.
Boy, nice for a pass team that from Dressler over to James.
For a team that couldn't score for a 3-minute period in the third, man, did they put the pressure on here late. Three-pointer from Long, no good. Dressler now with the basketball. He'll go up. He'll get crushed underneath by your choice of three Braves.
Again, Kevin, get down half court, throw a three up, nobody underneath the basket, rebounding for Shikalimi.
Long picks up his second. 46-34 with Dressler to the line.
He's 3-for-4, now 4-for-5, Kevin.
He's missed the first opportunity and made everyone since. Actually, that's not true.
That's not
he
true.
Did make the first opportunity.
He missed the third one and
third
has
one.
Made everyone
yes.
since. Except that one.
And that one hit all the cylinder but didn't drop in. Marshall with a rebound, 47-34. Luciano with a basketball. Now Marshall top of the key. Marshall to the foul line, almost
that's
travels.
Double
dribble. Yeah, I was going to say. And instead double dribbled.
Yeah, like the big guy trying to dribble in from the outside hasn't worked very well for the Braves tonight, Kevin.
Has not. Minute 14 left, 47-34. A game the Braves were in up until really about 3 minutes ago.
Until they went to that half-court pressure.
And you can bet that we're going to see this in late January when these two teams re-meet. I think it's late January. Oh, great steal by Pfeiffer on the anticipated pass. James will foul him, but it's only team foul number 6. So it's not a shooting foul with 53.3 to go and a 47-34 Danville lead. Stevens with a basketball in front of the Ironman bench.
Well, John at 6'1", did it, just jumped up and took that pass away.
Van Kirk seeing first action tonight. Passes. Picked off by Dressler. Dressler will go all the way in the cylinder, back out. Vandenhoevel comes in and makes his first point.
Well, it's about time they let him take a shot, Kevin.
And Van Kirk with the basketball. We'll give it off down to Luciano. Now to Marshall. Marshall working his way in. Finds Pfeiffer in the low box. Rattles it around and down. 49-36. 18 seconds remaining. Riley with the basketball with 15. Fouled by Luciano at the half-court line with 13.2. Sending Riley to the line.
Well, I think Nate was told, hey, foul. You know, so, you know, although at 13 points with 13.2 seconds to go.
That's a lot of points and not a lot of time.
Yes, it is.
Zekman coming into the game as well as Dietrich. Shot on the way from Riley is good.
Well, KJ's done a decent job here. He's 4-for-4, all right, from the line in the fourth quarter. Did not score a bucket until the fourth quarter. He's up to 6 points right now.
Second one, good.
And now seven.
So 50-46 with Stevens driving in and losing the ball. Riley will lob it out to James. And James will now hold the basketball, and that will do it. Danville with a 51-36 victory will improve to 3-1 on the season and 2-0 in Heartland Conference play. The Braves will fall below 500 now and 0-2 in conference play. We'll wrap things up here in just a moment. You're listening to Braves Basketball on WKOK and on the Sudbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Celebrate with W&L Subaru during the Subaru Share the Love event going on now through January 2nd. When you get a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to those in need.
When you lease or purchase your Subaru at W&L, we will match the $250 Subaru donation.
Test drive the 7 or 8 passenger Subaru Ascent with financing as low as 0.9% for 48 months only at W&L.
See us off Route 11 in Northumberland or online at WNLSubaru.com.
Finance rates for well-qualified applicants only. See dealer for complete details. Offer ends 12/31/19.
Your exciting new TV experience is here. TiVo from Service Electric Cablevision is smarter, faster, and easier to use. With live TV, recordings, video on demand, and streaming apps all in a single place. When you're looking for something new, TiVo's recommendations are tailored to you. Voice-powered, personalized results help you find what you want faster. And you can experience the unlimited potential of smart home. The new experience from TiVo is here. Call SCCV today or visit sccv.com/TiVo to learn more.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
It's the season of giving. Get your gift today. Hi, Corey Brown here. Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac GMC in Sunbury. For the month of December, we are offering employee pricing on all new Enclaves, Encores, Terrains, Acadias, Yukons, even the all new GMC Sierra 1500. So you pay what we pay. We have 19 Sierras in stock with up to $14,600 off. 19 Yukons with up to $12,900 off. 19 Acadias with up to $8,600 off. We have a huge selection of pre-enjoyed cars, trucks, and SUVs for under $15,000. Blaze Alexander, 800 Market Street in Sunbury. Or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. We are professional grade. Taking the deals, the other guys won't.
Back to the Kanaski Gymnasium here in the Whitey McCluskey Center at the Deal School in Danville, the Danville High School. Kevin Hur, along with the Chief Dave Ritchie, as we wrap things up. A 51-36 win for the Danville Ironmen. This is one of those games when we looked at the early schedule, Chief, that we thought was a pivotal game in the first 2 weeks. I mean, Braves have now played 5 games in 8 days.
Yeah, and they've played three of what I would call quality basketball teams.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, of the three right now, I'm thinking Danville was not the top dog, all right?
I would agree.
And I think that, but that's not saying that they're not a good basketball team. I think, you know, playing last night against Mifflinburg and then coming here and playing on Saturday, after not being in school all day, too, because it was a Saturday, made them very vulnerable. And they did a lot of, they have a lot of turnovers, but the Braves never took full advantage of that.
Well, the Braves had their lowest scoring output of the season since the Wild Missing game. I mean, they had 43 in that game, just 36 tonight, did not shoot the ball well from anywhere. I mean, this is a team that was already at 28% from three-point land, and now that's going to drop probably closer to 25.
Yeah, led by John Pfeiffer with 12 points, the sophomore, and then Nate Luciano with 7, and after that, Chad Blasius came off the bench, did a great job with 5. Davis Marshall with 4. Braden Long with 3, along with Jacob Hernandez and Dylan Stevens with 2. So, you know, they got absolutely 10 points from 3 of their big guys inside. That's not going to cut it.
And Danville doing what they always do, playing only about 6 guys, sometimes 7. You know, they were without Colton Sidler tonight with an injury from last night's game. They were also without Harwood.
Harwood, yeah.
Harwood as well.
And if you think about it, they only played
six.
They played their 5 starters and Aiden Wickler. That was it. Because Charlie Betts did not play. Colton Sidler's not here. And somebody by the name of Carson, I don't know. That was Carson Persing. He didn't play either. So they played 6 players, and they were led by Mevin James with 20, and then Jagger Dressler with 12, and Jack Smith with 10. And finally, that Vandenhoevel shoot one. Right, he got a basket in the last couple seconds of the game. But he did a great job of running the point. He just did a fantastic job.
And he was the guy that they put in that normally comes in off the bench. Yeah. He was the one that they actually put in tonight as a starter and ended up playing so many minutes.
K.J. Riley scored absolutely no points until the fourth quarter.
Very, very quiet through there. Bill Ziegler joining us here on the postgame.
Billy, Danville gave you a lot of opportunities tonight. They had a lot of turnovers. It's just that we couldn't convert down at this end. I know they played good defense, but that had to be frustrating.
It was. You know, we talked about, you know, if you'd have told me we're going to give 51 points to Danville, I would take that every night of the week. Unfortunately, we didn't score enough. I don't know how many it was, but I'm looking at your book right now. You see, they hit 5 threes, and we hit
3,
but we probably were about 3 for 15, 3 for 16 from 3. You know, we had that one possession of the game that we were down by 6, had a wide-open 3, missed it. They came down the other end, and we fouled them shooting a 3. You know, that. You know, we could have cut it to 3. Instead, now it goes back to 9, and that was kind of a little bit of a turning point in the game.
Yeah, that was definitely, you could see it was the emotional backbreaker in the game by far. Yeah,
that first quarter you guys played, though, probably one of the best quarters you played all year long. I thought so anyway. That was 9-9 at the end of the quarter. But, you know, again, I just thought that it was one of those situations where when you needed a big basket, it didn't come across. Like, we were down by 4, you know, and we just couldn't get it. Couldn't get over the top of it.
No, we get in position to get in position, but then we couldn't get that basket to cut it to a one possession game or anything like that. You know, I know Danville was missing 2 players tonight that normally play a little bit, but I'm proud of our effort, and, you know, we kind of told the kids that, you know, if you play defense like that every night, you know, you give yourself a chance to win even on a bad shooting night. And, you know, and unfortunately for us, no rest for the weary.
No.
As we got Minersville next.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
We were talking about that. You know, this is an NBA schedule. We have 4 games in 8 days. And if you think about it, after Shamokin next Friday, we played 7 games, which is a third of our schedule, from December 6th till December 21st.
Yeah.
You know, that's seven games in like 17 days.
Well, we just did the math. I mean, you're on a five-game, eight-day stretch now. You throw in tomorrow, that's day nine. Minersville is six games in 10 days.
Yeah, we're a little leg tired tomorrow, and unfortunately we have to practice a little bit just to walk through to go over some things. But, you know, I think we're going to just do some shooting and walk through and, you know, rest our legs and get ready to battle on Monday.
You got, I thought, again, Pfeifferth had a good night. I mean, he did. He scored, and he did a couple of things on defense that I think he's a player for you this year.
Yep, John's going to be really good. You know, we hope he keeps progressing the way he has so far, and we're really happy.
Yep.
Bill, appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. Safe trip home. I know it's not that far of a trip, though.
I hope we're safe and then go home and get a late supper.
Yeah.
What supper?
Do you still have the grandkids?
No.
Okay,
they're home. I hope they're asleep by now because I'm going to go to bed early tonight.
No, you're not. You're going to watch this on the
iPad. I already got my alarm set for 6:45. Minersville will be at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Nobody works any harder than you at that stuff, Billy. I know that. So.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks,
guys.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it. The Braves are the tough one tonight, falling 51-36 to a very scrappy Danville team.
Yes. And I think he had a good point. I think you have to be proud of the way they played, and they did play. You know, you're talking about a very experienced Danville team on offense that, you know, they kept that 51 points, and up until maybe the last 3 minutes of the ball game, it was way down in the 40s. So, you know, good defensive effort. Just got to get that offense on track. They need a night where the threes that they're taking, at least half of them fall, not one out of every eight or nine.
Well, either that or you're just going to have to bail on a three and do the best you can with trying to get something, you know, inside. Well, and you know, that's not always going to be available to you
The inside guys today, you know, that Chad Blasius did the best of all three of them once he got the ball inside. And a lot of it has to do with strength, okay, body strength. And Blasius and Hernandez do a nice job when they're in there. And then once you get that strength up there, you got to have a good touch around the basket. So, again, you know, you feel bad about losing, but it was a nice game to, as you know, you called it. It was a nice game to call because it wasn't one of those blowouts. All right, on either side of it.
Chief, what do you need to? What do you need to hit the reset button here in this last week before the holiday break where you have a game against Minersville and then really almost a must-win already with Shamokin?
Okay. I think you got to hope Christmas gets here pretty soon. I do. I would imagine as a player I would have loved to have played this many basketball games in that short a time. But then I got thinking, like, Coach Ziegler said, you're getting ready for a different team, all right, with maybe one day of practice, and then they're playing good basketball teams. You know, think about it.
Minersville, Shamokin
after Danville? My gosh, it's like the Yankees, 27 lineup murderers row or whatever it was. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, and like you said, you know, you got Minersville coming up on Monday, and as Bill said, very little time to even get ready for that particular game, and you're almost going to be breathing a sigh of relief when you finally do get to a shot where you have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday to think about Shamokin and a battle, I'm sure, down at Shamokin.
After the Shamokin game, they don't play till the 27th, which is another Friday away, if I'm not mistaken. So.
Definitely need a breather on that one.
Yeah.
All right, Chief, we'll be back with you on Monday night.
Gotcha. All right. I will even give up playing cards to do a Chickaloo basketball game.
Think of how much money I'm saving you, though.
Yeah, you're right. You're right there. Oh, we don't play for money, Kevin.
Oh, no. Once again, our final score, it was Danville 51, Chickaloo 36. Ironman now improved to 3-1 overall, 2-0 in conference play. The Braves fall to 2-3 overall, 0-2 in conference play. We'll talk to you Monday night before Monday Night Football, right after Talk to Santa at CBS News at 7 for Minersville and Chickaloo here on WJOK. To the Chief, Dave Ritchie, I'm Kevin Hurt. Thanks for joining us.
When you think sports, think News Radio 1070, WKOK.